he wants to make it clear. What do I mean? Because he meant something which is not, okay, if I'm not trusting my intelligence, what should I do? He said, very simple. Listen to your intelligence. Whatever intelligence tells you, do the opposite. To explain this, again, he goes back. He steps back from the story. He goes to the Prophet Muhammad, and Muhammad's advice was about consultation. Always consult. He said, okay, listen to the Prophet. He said, consult. Then they said, okay, who should we consult with? He said, of course, find an intelligent fellow and consult with him. He said, okay, if there was not an intelligent fellow around, there were silly children or women around. He said, good, doesn't matter, consult with them. Whatever they say, do the opposite. Because they are not mature enough. He will bring this in. To explain it to you, to remind you that your ego is a part of she, that fellow. So listen to what this fellow is talking and do the opposite. Because this fellow is not your friend. Here you will find a friend. Yes?
It becomes necessary to take counsel concerning things to be done, so that there may not be repentance in the end. The community said, with whom shall we take counsel? The prophets answered, with intellect, the imam.
Yeah, I don't know that is intellect or intelligence, because it's Aqla again. Aqla imam. You know what imam is? Is it the Aqla who is imam? Yeah?
He said, if a child should come in, or a woman who has no judgment or clear understanding, take counsel with her, said he, and do the contrary of what she bids, and go your way. Know that your nafs is woman and worse than woman.
You see what he mean? Wherever he talks or wherever I find the reference about the women, I said, this is Aql, this has no masculine, no feminine. Rumi will explain, Irfan has nothing to do with the masculine or feminine. But in our story it's like that. And I insist upon that because I have found all these clues. Here he will explain. Okay. When Prophet said, consult with a woman or a child and do the opposite, your ego is a lady. Do not forget that. Yes? Know that your fleshy soul, no. Please change that fleshy soul. It's nafs. Know that your nafs is a woman, even worse than a woman. Why? Because woman is a part. When you say a woman, you mean a part of the humanity. But when you say ego, nafs, nafs is totality of wrongness, of shar. Yep.
Know that your nafs is woman and worse than a woman, because woman is a part. But your nafs is evil entire. If you take counsel with your nafs, oppose that vile one, whatsoever she may say. If she bid you pray and fast, the nafs is a great plotter. She will bring some plot against you to birth. Counsel with your nafs concerning action. Whatsoever she tells, the reverse of that is perfectly right. You cannot cope with her and her rebellious nature. Go to a friend and mix with him. Mind gains strength from another mind.
Intelligence, Aql gets strength from another Aql. Yes?
The sugar cane is made perfect by the sugar cane. I have seen things from the deceitfulness of the nafs. For by her magic.
Okay, that verse you just read, Did it make sense? The sugar cane?
And when you add something at the same time, you have more of that?
It doesn't make sense to me in Persian the way you read it. Because in Persian, he is playing with the word in a way that even Iranians will have difficulties to understand it. Because the sugar cane in Persian language is ney, shekar. Cane is ney, okay? And we talk about that ney a lot. Do you remember? At the beginning he talked about ney, and he said, my flute, we translated flute or something, is this and this and that, right? It's ney, shekar, okay? Then shekar. Is sugar. You translated it. It's originally Arabic, sugar. Okay? Then in Persian language, ney has another meaning. What is that one? Do you remember the first opening verse of Masnavi?
Listen
to the reed.
Reed.
That's reed. That's the cane for us. That's reed. But I told you that there are so many other meanings over there. Nay means means not, means non-existence, means disappeared, and all that, right? So the beginning of this is nay means but is mistranslated because they didn't understand it good, because it's a little bit difficult to read it like this in Persian. Nay shekar kamil shavad az nay shekar. Isn't that the sugar will become complete with the sugar cane? Yes, you take the sugar from the sugar cane, right? Isn't it? The first nay is like that, so it should be translated that apple will get strong from the other apple, the same way that the sugar will be increased from sugar cane. Or isn't it that the sugar get increased with the sugar cane? Something like that. Yes?
I have seen things from the deceitfulness of the nafs, for by her magic she takes away the faculties of discernment.
Yes?
She will proffer afresh to you promises that she has broken thousands of times. If your life be prolonged, even for 100 years, she will lay before you a new pretext every day. She utters cold promises warm, in which she ties up the madhood of a man.
And it's going on and on and on. So we'll not finish it today. We'll stop here. Because he wants to emphasize on this a lot. This is a major point. That's why I leave it to the next time to talk about it seriously. Who are you listening to? Each one of you, think now. Who are you listening to? You're listening to your ego. Because that's what your intelligence and thinking is. Please, whatever your ego is talking to you, do the opposite, because he's not a good guy. Your ego is not a good companion. This is something that we have to talk a little bit more seriously, and some of you are sleepy a little bit, or in rush. So till next time, Master Allah. The Persian is not finished. Why should I read the half paragraph? Oh, you wanted to hear the old paragraphs, okay. They want to listen to musicality. Okay. At Sahabe 2130. صحابه خواجه‌ای بیمار شد و در آن بیماریش چون تار شد. مصطفی آمد عیادت سوی او، چون همه لطف و کرم بود خوی او. در عیادت رفتن تو فایده است، فایده آن باز با تو آیده است. فایده اول که آن شخص علیل بود که قطبی باشد و شاه جلیل. بر نباشد قطب یار ره بود، شه نباشد فارس اسپه بود. چون دو چشم دل نداری ای اونون، که نمیدانی تو هیزم را زعود. چون که گنجی هست در عالم مرنج، هیچ ویران را مدان خالی ز گنج. قصد هر درویش میکن از گزاف، چون نشان یابی به جد میکن تواف. چون تو را آن چشم باطن بین نبود، گنج میپندار اندر هر وجود. پس سله یاران ره لازم شمار، هر که باشد گر پیاده گر سوار. ور عدو باشد همین احسان نکوست، که به احسان بس عدو گشته است دوست. ور نگردد دوست کینش کم شود، زان که احسان کین را مرهم شود. بس فواید هست غیر این، ولی که از درازی خائفم ای یار نیک. حاصل این آمد که یار جمع باش، همچو بتگر از حجر یاری تراش. زن که انبوهی جمع کاروان، ره زنان را بشکند پشت سنان. آمد از حق سوی موسی این عتاب، که ای طلوع ماه دیده تو ز جیب. مشرقت کردم ز نور ایزدی، من حقم رنجور گشتم نامدی. گفت سبحانا تو پاکی از زیان، این چه رمز است این بکن یارب بیان. باز فرمودش که در رنجوریم، چون نپرسیدی تو از روی کرم. گفت یارب نیست نقصانی تو را، عقل گم شد این سخن را برگشا. گفت آری بنده خاص گزین گشت رنجور، او منم نیکو ببین. هست معذوریش معذوری من، هست رنجوریش رنجوری من. هر که خواهد هم نشینی با خدا، تا نشیند در حضور اولیا. از حضور اولیا گر بگسلی، تو هلاکی زن که جز به بیکلی. هر که را دیو از کریمان وابرد، بی کسش یابد سرش را او خورد. یک بدست از جمع رفتن یک زمان، مکر دیو است بشنو و نیکو بدان. باغبانی چون نظر در باغ کرد، دید چون دزدان به باغ خود سمر. یک فقیر و یک شریف و صوفی، هر یکی شوخی بدی لایوفی. گفت با اینها مرا صد حجت است، یک جمعند و جماعت قوت است. بر نیابم یک تنه با سه نفر، پس ببرمشان نخست از هم دیگر. هر یکی را من به سوی افکنم، چون که تنها شد سبالش برکنم. حیله کرد و کرد صوفی را برا، تا کند یارانش را با او تباه. گفت صوفی را برو سوی وثاق، یک گلیم آور برای این رفاق. رفت صوفی گفت خلوت با دویار، تو فقیری این شریف نام دار. ما به فتوی تو نانی میخوریم، ما به پر دانش تو میپریم. وین دیگر شهزاده و سلطان ما، سید است از خاندان مصطفی است. چیست این صوفی شکم خوار خسیس، تا بود با چون شما شاهان جلیس. چون بیاید مرورا پنبه کنید، هفته ای بر باغ و راغ من زنید. باغچه و جان من آن شماست، ای شما بوده مرا چون چشم راست. وسوسه کرد و مریشان را فریفت، آه که از یاران نمی باید شکیفت. چون بره کردن صوفی را و رفت، خصف شد اندر پیش با چوب زفت. گفت ای شک صوفی باشد که تیز، اندر آی باغ ما تو از ستیز. این جنید از رهنمود و بایزید، از کدام این شیخ و پیرد این رسید. کوفت صوفی را چو تنها یافتش، نیم کشتش کرد و سر بشکافت. گفت صوفی آن من بگذشت لیک، ای رفیقان پاس خود دارید نیک. آنچه من خوردم شما را خوردنیست، وین چنین شربت جزای هر دنیست. این جهان کوه است و گفتگوی تو، از صدا هم باز آید سوی تو. چون ز صوفی گشت فارغ باغبان، یک بهانه کرد.